mind over matter. That saying I've heard so many times, but for whatever reason today, that saying really resonated with me. Actually, I shouldn't say for whatever reason, because I'm going to explain to you why that resonated with me today. I started the day and it wasn't a day where I felt like myself. I was extremely edgy. I could not really explain why. And I have those days, and like everyone else, those days are part of life. And I recognize them. And even though I don't like them at all, I don't like that feeling, because to me it's like foreign, since I live at this time in my life in a very positive, it's like I overflow of positivity and good feelings when I wake up. But today was one of those days where I just had a really hard time. I was so edgy that I was struggling with myself. Like, I didn't like myself. I was not in love with myself. Like I've said, you know, in other podcasts, I share that it took me so long to fall in love with myself. But it wasn't like I was criticizing myself. It was a very weird feeling where I just felt edgy. And normally I deal with so much on a daily basis, but today everything, I was just storing it in my body, in my trauma part, my body part. And this is something that I'm so aware, and I feel so blessed that I have the awareness to recognize and to embrace the day and realize that it's not going to last, that it's not going to be that I'm going to finish that day in a way that I feel edgy and disconnected. It's almost like a dissociation. And I got home. I could not work out this morning because I had to leave the house really early. And I normally work out every morning. So that automatically set off, I believe, you know, part of the day where my routine got distorted because of what I had to do. But I knew that I could work out in the afternoon. But let me tell you, when I got home and I wanted to go, well, I needed to go to the gym, I realized that I needed it. Not that I wanted it, but I needed it so desperately, because I knew that that was going to help me reset. And I put on my clothes to go to the gym, and really fighting, my mind was fighting me on not to do it. Don't go to the gym. It's okay. You don't have to go to the gym. You don't feel like going to the gym. Don't go to the gym. It was so loud. And guess what? I put on my clothes. I went to the gym. And when I was at the gym, I did not want to work out. And this time, I believe for me, it was like one of those workouts where I know that the mind over matter took over, and that the resilience that I have built of doing this exercise and depositing those deposits in my body pillar, that at this point, it's like I've gone on automatic pilot, in that what we call resilience, to me, I had like a revelation that resilience is really the accumulation, is the sum of all of those small deposits in each part of each pillar of your life. And that resilience you build by depositing, to the point that when you have to withdraw, you're not going into negative mode immediately, that you have so much in your bank account in each of the pillars, of your life, as I mentioned, your body, your family, your spirituality, your finances, and your joy, that the resilience is there. So today I worked out in about 3/4 of my hour, of the hour that I worked out, I still was fighting my mind. My mind was telling me to stop. My mind was telling me, you're crazy. Why are you doing this? You don't have to do it. Don't do it. And then it clicked. I know that it took me a while to get it, but guess what? I finished my workout. Then I got home. I did a protein shake. I sat down. I had my dinner. It was quiet, and I was already feeling at peace. And then I took a nice shower. And then I started writing on my today's magic journal. And I was going to write about my resilience. And then I said, you know, I haven't done my reflection. I haven't been sharing my reflection with all of you. And I decided that I was going to share this powerful day with you, because I know that you, like me, struggle. And when you struggle, my advice to you is, look, build the resilience by depositing into each pillar of your life. Those little choices that you make, that you think they're not big, but as you accumulate them, the sum of it is resilience. So today I am reflecting with you, in asking you to reflect, reset, and reconnect with me.